Hello, Carl Adam here with the South Dakota Bankers Legislative Update. Week 5 Legislative News. Many thanks to all the South Dakota bankers that participated in the 2021 Virtual Legislative Banking Day this past week. I was very pleased with the turnout and engagement of each of you. Much of our success during the legislative session is predicated on our ability to engage with our legislators and to be sure to let them know the positions we have on future banking-related legislation. Thank you for your continued grassroots banking work. It truly makes a difference. Nearly 60% of the 2021 legislative session is in the books, and the pace and urgency of the legislature is picking up. Last week, Governor Noem shared South Dakota's continued good fortune with news of additional revenue surplus exceeding original projections of approximately $125 million. The governor recommends putting these monies aside into investments to protect our future generations from higher taxes or spending cuts. She also indicated she would like to invest some of the monies into statewide infrastructure, education, and broadband services. On the cannabis front, South Dakota Circuit Court ruled that Amendment A, the legalization of recreational marijuana, as unconstitutional and will be appealed to the South Dakota Supreme Court in the coming months. Initiated Measure 26, which legalized medicinal cannabis by 70-30 margin in November of 20, appears to be moving forward. However, the state is requesting an additional year to safely implement this measure. We will see how this plays out in the legislature. Stay tuned. Updates on bills that we are tracking. Senate Bill 8. This bill was brought by the South Dakota Division of Banking as an act to revise various provisions related to banks and trusts. South Dakota Bankers Association supported this bill and was signed by the governor on February 8. Senate Bill 9. This bill was brought by the South Dakota Division of Banking, which will consolidate three chapters of the South Dakota law dealing with bank trust departments and trust companies into two chapters, and in the process will remove redundancy and reduce confusion. Again, the SDBA supported this bill and was signed by the governor on February 8. Senate Bill 35. This bill was introduced by the South Dakota Department of Revenue and would authorize an appropriation from the general fund to the Department of Revenue and the Department of Health for the purpose of implementing the constitutional provisions contained in Amendment A and the same with Initiated Measure 26. This bill has sat idle for the last 5 weeks. However, a hearing is scheduled for February 17. Senate Bill 71. This bill was introduced by Senator Jim Bolin, Republican, Canton, and would designate June 19th as Juneteenth as a working holiday, recognizing this day in 1865 that the Civil War was over and that slavery in the United States had been abolished and that slaves were free persons. South Dakota State Chamber Executive David Owens and SDBA's Carl Adam testified as proponents for this bill before the Senate State Affairs on January 27. The bill passed out of the Senate State Affairs Committee with a due pass vote of 7-2. On February 2, it passed 26-8 from the Senate and had its first reading in the House State Affairs. Senate Bill 89, introduced by Senator Nesiba, Democrat, Sioux Falls, this bill would designate June 19 as Juneteenth Day as a state holiday in South Dakota. It was introduced on January 21, and a hearing took place on February 5 in Senate State Affairs. The State Affairs Committee deferred this bill to the 41st day with an 8-1 vote. Senate Bill 117. This bill would provide for the refinancing of certain mortgages on properties affected by declared disasters. The bill was introduced on January 27 and has been assigned to the Committee on Local Government. February 11, it was deferred to another day by the House. House Bill 1002 is intended to revise certain provisions regarding fingerprint-based background checks for the Real Estate Commission and the Appraiser Certification Program. This bill was brought by the Department of Labor and goes in concert with House Bill 1015. This bill passed the House 69-0, Senate Commerce passed it 6-0, and it will be placed in the consent calendar where the Senate passed it 31-0. This bill was delivered to the governor on February 10. House Bill 1015. This bill was introduced by the Department of Labor and is intended to provide rulemaking authority for establishing an appraiser experience training program and the setting of fees. In anticipation of this proposed bill, the SDBA Board of Directors voted to support this legislation during its December 3, 2020 board meeting. Carl Adams testified as a proponent before the House Commerce Committee on January 25, and it received a due pass vote of 13-0, and subsequently passed the House with a due pass vote of 61-9. The bill received a due pass vote by the Senate Commerce Committee and subsequently a due pass vote by the Senate 34-0 on February 11. This bill will head to the governor's office for signature. House Bill 1045. This bill was introduced by Representative Tina Mullally, Republican, Rapid City, and would revise certain tenant and landlord rights. The SDBA was opposed to this bill in its original form as it did not contemplate prior perfected security interests. South Dakota Bankers Legal Counsel Brett Kennecke offered an amendment that requires any property is subject to a prior perfected security interest shall be turned over to the holder of the interest and may not be retained or disposed of by the landlord. This bill was heard before House local government and was deferred to the 41st day. House Bill 1046. This bill was brought by Representative David Anderson, Republican of Hudson, South Dakota, on behalf of many industry representatives and is to limit liability for certain exposures to COVID-19. The SDBA was involved in the crafting of this legislation and was approved by the South Dakota Bankers Board of Directors during its December 3, 2020 board meeting to support this legislation. With more than 40 different industry representatives in favor of this measure to limit testimony, South Dakota Banker Legal Counsel Brett Kennecke was one of four industry representatives that testified as a proponent of this measure. February 8, this bill passed the Senate as amended 29-3 and was delivered to the governor's office for signature. House Bill 1049. This bill was introduced by Representative David Anderson, Republican of Hudson, as an act to create a used vehicle dealer education program and revise provisions regarding used vehicle licensure requirements. The SDBA was watching this bill to ensure that banks remained exempt from licensure requirements. The committee voted to defer this bill to the 41st day. House Bill 1203, a bill to authorize expanded banking services. The context of this bill was approved by the South Dakota Bankers Board of Directors on Friday, January 29. Legal counsel Brett Kennecke and President Carl Adam conferred with the SDBA board to allow the SDBA to initiate a bill to assist banks expanding services for cannabis banking. It was evident that there was no substantive legal framework legislation introduced thus far. The SDBA board agreed that we must continue to advocate for our industry in a standalone bill that would allow legal protections under state law for banks. House Bill 1203 is sponsored by Representative Hugh Bartles, Republican Watertown, and Senator Mike Dietrich, Republican Rapid City, as lead sponsors. This bill is assigned to the House Commerce and will have a hearing February 17. House Bill 1202. This bill would require commercial pesticide applicators to provide proof of financial responsibility. Representative Jennifer Kintz, Democrat from Eden, South Dakota, is the sponsor of this bill. This bill would require a bank officer to demonstrate financial responsibility by receiving a notified letter from a bank officer of a financial institution, attesting that the applicator has net assets equal to at least $100,000. Or a performance bond or general liability policy. This bill has been assigned to House Ag and Natural Resources. No hearing date has been scheduled. The SDBA will oppose this bill as drafted. House Bill 1091. This bill provides provisions for virtual currency in this state and was introduced by Representative Tom Pischke. The SDBA and the South Dakota Division of Banking was not aware of this bill until it was introduced by the sponsor. Similar bills have been introduced this year in North Dakota, Nebraska, and Kentucky. The SDBA has discussed this bill with the SDBA board and at this time plans on opposing this bill. It has been assigned to House Commerce and a hearing is scheduled for February 17. House Bill 1165. This bill would create a trust fund for unclaimed property and to provide for the transfer of certain unobligated cash balances. This bill was introduced by Representative Taffy Howard, Republican of Rapid City. The first reading of the bill was January 28 and has been referred to House Appropriations. The SDBA will monitor this bill. House Bill 1095, House Bill 1100, House Bill 1101. These bills establish criteria regarding marijuana. They were all introduced by Speaker of the House Gosch, Republican of Glenham, and appear to be placeholders for future language on this subject. Thus far, only House Bill 1100 is the only bill that is currently scheduled for hearing on February 17. This concludes Week 5 report of bills that are being tracked by the SDBA at the South Dakota State Legislature. Should you have any questions, please do not hesitate to contact me at my phone number at the office, 605-224-1653, my cell number, 605-280-7654, or in my email, kadam@sdba.com. Have a great week, everyone.